It's the Daily Talk Show with Josh Jansen and Tommy Jacket.
You all right, mate?
Yeah, I've had three coffees today.
And so you've gone into very articulate mode.
Well, I just thought I'm trying different things. We got feedback on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
From a
unknown
program anonymous. Director.
Yeah, that's I'm what always PD is. Curious as to why people go anonymous on that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I guess it's just an ability to say what you want.
Yeah, but you can still say it. Like, it's not like he's being mean to us.
No, he's been pretty good, but I guess he's probably been mean to others. Anyway, it's Wednesday, and the program director of the internet said maybe less weather chat, not putting in all this shit about episode numbers. It's episode 22.
He seemed to agree with me.
Yeah.
When I brought that up in a previous one.
That's okay, though. Great to be here.
Why have you had three coffees and why are you so tweaked?
Well, because I had... It's one of those social things where...
It's like you're really drunk and you're trying to talk normally. I am not drunk.
It's got that vibe, doesn't it?
It's very much
my
that vibe.
My back's all a bit prickly. Am I having a panic
attack?
Can't
tell if you're having... if you got the flu coming on or you just tweaked on three coffees.
No, I had three coffees. So I had all different types. One's flat white with almond milk. One... And then I bought this beautiful... See this mug?
Yeah.
Been wanting a heavy mug. And
you've got a heavy mug, mate. Have you
still talking about this? A heavy mug and... I got Brie one as well, so I'm even doing that anxious breathing. And then I had an iced... so when I bought this, they gave me a free... They said, do you want a free coffee? And I said, cute. Yes. And then I had an iced latte.
This is not going to be all about coffee, this fucking episode. But I want to talk about...
Thank you.
...my experience with a robot this morning and the coffee I had
made by
a robot.
I saw this on Insta Stories.
Yeah, so I saw it. I'm making a video about it. I saw... a mutual friend of ours, Jez Khan, made a awesome video of like a... It's like a promo video for this. It's a legit... Like, think about when on TV they bring up visuals of a car manufacturing plant and there's like literally this fucking arm that like has all these articulating pieces and it spins and goes down. It's got a claw and it lifts stuff up. This is what it is. These guys have built a robot barista. And so when you get there, it's just in this tiny little shop in Collingwood.
Okay.
And it's inside of a glass box. I'd say the glass box would be maybe 2 meters by 2 meters.
Like an art installation almost.
It looks like an art installation. It's looks full on. And so inside it, it's grinding legit coffee beans. It takes the thing, what is it called? Like the thing where the coffee goes into.
Yeah, what is it?
And then it... And then it swipes off the top of the coffee grind and then puts it onto like this thing that then presses down so it compacts the coffee into the before it runs the shot. And then it puts it over onto something that weighs the shot to make sure it's perfect.
So it's all theatrics really, isn't it?
No, it's the process of how you'd make a coffee if a barista did it.
But the thing is that the way a barista does it is theatrics.
Yeah,
I guess.
Like
you could fucking use a machine... And you wouldn't need to use a fucking that thing that baristas use.
Yeah, but I reckon there's something like... Okay, maybe. You compare it to McDonald's coffee. It's not going through the same process and you definitely don't get the exact...
Are you kidding me? Is McDonald's coffee not done?
No. I said 7-Eleven coffee, didn't I?
You said McDonald's.
Did I?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. 7-Eleven coffee. I've had too many coffees. Anyway, 7-Eleven coffee. A machine doesn't do the same process. Therefore, it's not giving you the same... result. It gives you a close, but not the same. So anyway, I went to this place. Turns out free fucking coffee. They're giving away free coffees when they're trialing this machine.
For how long?
I don't know. You said the next couple of weeks we'll still be trying.
So this is the thing about free.
Yeah.
Normally, it obviously anything free promotes a high amount of engagement. So for instance, free burrito days or free booster, all those sort of things. I avoid them like the plague because I'd prefer to spend...
Oh, because there's a lot of foot traffic.
Yeah.
So I didn't know it was free and I went for the theatrics, you could probably say. I wanted to see a coffee robot in action.
Yeah.
And I walked up and I pressed...
Was there a sign? How did you know that it was going on?
No, there's just... You can see people there. There was a few people early. It's only open between like 7 and 10 a.m.
Okay.
And so I went up and I went inside. It's pretty like it's self-serve, really simple. So you walk up to this like iPad looking thing and you put in your order of what you want and you click three quarter.
Milk as well?
Yeah, I got a three quarter strong latte with full cream milk.
And could then, you pick the different milks?
Yeah, full cream, skim milk and...
Almond?
No, soy. Only soy. Mm. But it was a pretty good coffee. I waited a little while. Some woman before me put in four. She ordered four, which I think is the limit.
Okay.
And so it took a fair while for her, for the robot to pump out four of these things.
Yeah.
And so then mine came and it was a quality coffee. But I don't think, like... The theatrics will go, the novelty will go and wear off very quickly. So if the coffee's not $3 in my mind, mm-hmm. I'll probably opt for the $1 machine coffee from 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
But it was an experience. So I'll let you know when the video comes out.
What's their deal? What's their end game with it?
I have no idea. I don't, like, are they...
They haven't communicated that?
No, not from what I've read. I just wanted to go check it. I'm sure you could probably find out what their... end game. I think their end game, this store is small and you probably don't really need anyone there. So you just mm-hmm. open the door and let it go mad and people yeah. pay on PayPass, put the card in and choose the coffee. And so they could just be getting coffees all day, every day.
Have you got any business ideas that aren't relevant at all? If we do a bit of a segment right now, free business ideas, do you have any?
Nah. Not at the moment.
Well, that was probably the first and last time we'll ever do that segment.
You always ask a question because you've got something you want to say around that exact thing.
This is the upsetting bit. I've got nothing.
Then don't fucking ask. I did have something I wanted to talk to you about today.
Okay, that's good.
And I'll lead it in like this. You, on another episode, you said that you were funny.
Yeah.
And one of your favourite jokes that I see coming from a fucking mile away is when I'm about to cross the road, I say, Josh, I'm crossing over. And then what do you say?
I'm like, okay, John Edwards. It's a good bit of gear though,
isn't it? Yeah, but you've used it about 70 times on me.
I haven't really seen anything of John Edwards for so many years. I feel like he was on Fox 8 all the time.
What was his title again?
It was just Crossing Over with John Edwards.
Yeah, so he's like, what is he, a psychic medium?
Yeah, he would be walking around a room and there'd be a crowd and he would pick someone out and say, hey, I'm getting a vibe over here. And so, yeah, that's literally all he would do. But I think he got pointed out of like to be a bit of a con.
Really? I think
they said that the producers and stuff would just do a bunch of research on everyone. And then before the show, he'd be going through going, okay, Tommy lives in St. Kilda, has a baby boy named Bodie.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I'm getting vibes of St. Kilda and someone with a baby named Bodie. It's like, mate, you've just...
Oh, so that was that, are you 100% on that?
No, I probably should preface it with I'm sure that he would have a good legal team, right? If you're playing in this realm.
So I tagged you in something. Did you look at that today?
Yeah, I was.
That was him.
It wasn't John. Was that John Edwards?
That was John Edwards crossing over with John Edwards. So
I didn't realize because I looked on the right, which was you've been banging on about this psychic guy, which is sort of, I would almost describe him as like a psychic Jules Lund. He's sort of like, He's a TV personality, or you know what? Maybe he's like the Bondi vet.
Fuck, this is the danger with dudes just making shit up that they don't know. Like,
are you talking to me?
Oh, I'm pretty sure John Edwards was in a legal case against a bunch of children.
This is
just throwing out speculation. So anyway, I tagged you in was a guy named Charlie Goldsmith. Mm-hmm. He's from Melbourne.
Yeah.
He calls himself a healer. I don't even know. Like, he's just been a healer, what would you call an energy healer.
Mm-hmm.
And he, before you start thinking whether it's true or not, he had some experience years and years and years ago where he came across this gift, if you will, of energy healing. And the way he says it is he can feel where there's blocks of energy. Say if someone's sick or someone has a sore knee or something, he feels like there's lumps of energy that he's feeling through his hands.
Yeah.
It's not physical, it's the energy fields that we are putting off. And so I don't understand it entirely.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
I mean, so he's got the energy fields and he's feeling it. It's not physical, it's the energy fields, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm trying to explain it.
No, I get it.
He went to Wesley with my brother. He was in the same year as my bro.
Did he take psychic as a subject?
Psych. Not the same as psychic.
Yeah, no.
And so he's kind of... And I started watching. He was doing a live stream with John Edwards and him in Melbourne. I didn't realize that was what was going on. And so it was live. And so John was like, you were kind of the overnight sensation 20 years in the making. But Charlie's like...
This is why you're all awkward that I've been slamming. Because the thing is, you've got this soft spot for this. You were always pumping this Charlie dude up.
Okay, I will show you. So he's just had a TV show come out that was on TLC over in the States, that Foxtel channel, I think. And it's called The Healer. And you watch the promos because you can't actually get it here. Maybe you could download it with your VPN.
Yeah.
And it's him essentially...
Are you trying to throw me under the bus? I'm not downloading anything.
What's the VPN again?
Well, it's just a virtual private network, but you're sort of implying that I would download it illegally, which is fucking bullshit.
No, I would never imply anything. Like, you don't imply anything about anyone.
Okay, go on.
Anyway, so The Healer is his show, and he basically goes around helping people who are suffering pain.
They're vulnerable, yeah. No, go on. No, I get it. No, they're vulnerable and because they're in pain and they need...
So some of them are pretty messed up and have had some pretty traumatic things happen to them. And the show is like there's doctors that are doing studies on his gift and the healing that he's doing and the pain that he's relieving from these people. But it's fascinating. Like I said to you yesterday, I want you to think about your answer of what do you think of healers, psychics, mediums, any of this stuff.
Yeah, so I don't know. What do you think about like...
I mean, I can gauge from your fucking responses.
Well, no, I don't fucking know. I have no idea. But it's just... it's the same with like... To be honest, I put all of this stuff in the same area as things like religion.
Mm.
Where it's like I find it so hard to grasp that I just can't... I can't put together a solid answer. And if he's like TLC, like he's got a show. I mean, like, have you seen, I mean, Married at First Sight is a show, you know?
Yeah. So what you're saying is the fact
that
he's on a TV show
and stuff. Like, I like the idea that there's something else in the world, whether we can, whether we can access it or not. Like, for instance, there was a guy that has just come out saying that he's actually from the future. I saw this. I decided to go on news.com.au today to try and prepare for the show now that we've got a huge listening. And I thought that's what...
And a program director, Anonymous, on Twitter that will be critiquing the shit out of you. Yeah. So deal with that.
So, and I know that I remember seeing Leon, the producer for FIFA and Jules. That's what he used to do. You'd just go on news.com.au and you find the stories and then you say, let's talk about these.
And so this guy thinks he's from the future.
And apparently he does a lie detector test on YouTube. He's from 2030 and he's just got a few things around who's going to be the president. So Donald Trump's going to be the president next time around as well. And he also said at 2030, the president was going to be, and he named the person. But he's like, no one knows them yet.
Wow. See, I would like that to be true. And I know what you're saying. I think when you start sort of comparing these people...
But doesn't it blow
people,
your fucking mind? Does it? Like, the thing is that I worry... I was thinking the other day, I'm like, I wonder if we go too far. I was thinking about, like, nuclear war. If, like, we are in this
simulation... Was this two coffees in or three coffees in?
This was trying to get to sleep. This was me, and I was thinking, if we say if there is a nuclear war and shit gets really bad, maybe whoever's controlling this fucking simulation that we're all in will fucking pause it and be like, you fuckers have gone too far and rain
so
it all in.
So you're saying we are in a simulation? So you're saying...
Yeah. I mean, I know nothing. I think Elon Musk said that we're in a simulation too, right? But see, this is the exact same piece. It's using the same part of my brain which says John Edwards is a scam artist. It's at this very vague, I heard it once, maybe. It's not coming from any sort of fact.
So I made some videos for a girl who I met in Shepparton.
Mm-hmm.
Her name's Steph Warburton.
Okay.
And
I don't like when you use names because
why?
Then, or it just
she's
makes
got
me
a business.
It's fucking great. Well, give it a plug, but then I've now got to be fucking careful that because she's too so old mate John, he's safe, right? We can say shit about John because
John Edwards
because he's far enough away from us.
Yeah,
and then you're getting closer and closer, and then you're gonna want me to fucking backstab my neighbour, which I'm not comfortable with. So anyway, I'm not gonna. So Shepparton, go on.
So. Steph, really nice girl. I met her through the radio station. She had a business, a pole, I think it was like a pole dancing academy that she owned.
Sure.
We had her on the show. She then sold that. She's a real entrepreneur. And then she started another thing, which kind of to me it came out of left field, seeing these people on Facebook. You know, it's not like I'm super close with her, talking to her all the time. And then all of a sudden I saw that she was a medium, psychic medium.
Okay.
And she reached out to me to make some videos with her. So capturing some of these readings, right? And we had a good conversation around it. I kind of I definitely have been skeptic. And
you seem very open to this.
I think this opened my mind a lot is talking to her. Because the way they frame it, and the way she explained it to me, it doesn't have the impact of this person can talk to dead people.
Okay.
It doesn't have. It's like she talks more around listening to herself.
It's like another sense. Yeah.
Being
it's like
in
a
tune.
Is it Sixth Sense? Or is that a TV show?
That's a film. With okay.
But that film's probably about something that could be what we're talking about.
Okay. Fucking hell. Did you read that on news.com as well? Could be a film referring to a conversation you might be in today.
Do you know what I reckon? One thing on what you just said, biggest fucking pet hate is people that call it news.com. It's news.com.au, you fuckhead.
Yeah, all right, you program director from a radio station. You left off the .au.
But I mean,
you
it's common.
Negligent.
Everyone in radio, you're bringing up the negligent thing because you called your real estate agent negligent.
She was definitely negligent.
And you were triggered. Anyway, I'm sorry, go on.
Anyway, I've fucking lost my train of thought.
She's describing it as vibes. She's getting these vibes.
Not even vibes. It's like she's listening to herself and she's in tune and trusting her inner self.
Okay.
And she said a lot of people have this ability or gift, but they just don't listen to themselves. And I kind of took that on. I was thinking, inside, there is a lot of stuff that you, a lot of signs your body internally, mentally give you.
Okay.
Should we try you don't listen to.
Should we try? I feel like I could get in that state. It's almost like improvisation. I think I could potentially get into that state where let's try right now and I'll get into it. No, we're fucking trying.
No, this is taking away from fucking being a real conversation.
It is a real conversation.
To you wanting to act because you've had three coffees.
How do you know? No, what I'm saying.
You're wanting to do a...
I'm wanting to see whether I can... And this isn't some fucking...
No, but you know me. It's totally out of... It's totally taking what I'm saying to a level that I'm not wanting to have a discussion about.
So you won't let me feel your energy?
You can feel my energy. You can feel anyone's energy when they walk into a room, I think.
I'm sensing that you don't want me to feel your energy.
This is the thing. These people, and in Charlie's show,
yeah,
his whole thing is like, I'm up against people thinking I'm an absolute fraud.
Yeah.
I think the connection this guy, Charlie Goldsmith, has made in this space is that he's honest about that, and it's not like he's going... No, you guys are idiots. Like, no, I'm up against you guys who think I'm a fraud, so I'm gonna
at
least.
I guess you can believe
it.
If it's this weird intangible thing that if he believes it, then it's there.
Mm.
Right? It's just these thoughts. He's getting these thoughts.
I don't even know how he works. I guess it is a thought that he's feeling an energy. But, I mean, energy healing's been around for years. Reiki.
Like, what's Reiki?
So, it's like legit. Have you...
No, I don't know what Reiki is.
So, Reiki's like...
could you do it to me?
From a visual sense, you would see someone with their hand running over the skin about a centimeter or two off the body, and they're feeling the energy. So it is, I guess it's a form of Reiki that he is doing, energy healing.
How do you know Reiki?
Oh, it's in the natural medicines like category. Like you can go.
Have you ever done the Chinese doctor thing or Asian medicine?
Yeah.
What is that called? It's not called Asian medicine. That's Asian medicine. Right.
Chinese doctor.
No, there's another word for it. What is it? Eastern. Asian, Eastern.
My mum's big on it.
Western.
My mum's big on like getting drops, and years ago she'd get teas, and like, you know, they'd go and take out like all these boxes and put together some concoction of herbs that would be helping for some specific thing within the body. And it's, I think we can go through life just looking at it and always having an opposing thought or belief around this stuff.
Well, I mean, I don't like, maybe I'm strange, but I don't really like medicine in general. Like, obviously, like, I don't like taking Panadol when I've got a headache. What's your relationship with like drugs and medicine and shit?
Yeah, I'm probably more inclined to take a Panadol. I'll probably be like,
how many Panadols do you take a year?
Oh, I don't know. Once every, like, if I've got a headache, I'm only taking it if I've got a headache.
How often do you have a headache?
I reckon once a month.
Okay.
Max.
So you take about...
If I'm drinking, if it's summer and I've been on the beers and you got a hangover. But then again...
Hydrodol helps.
I've got a friend who, like, takes a lot. And I probably thought he's had a bit of an issue with it.
Yeah.
And it's not the extreme end of having an issue where it's really full-blown.
But I had a friend taking them like every day in the morning, just as a bit of a... Yeah.
What's wrong with
them? I don't know. They're just like, oh, you know, just a bit of pain. It's not ideal, is it?
I mean, what I was saying is listening to your body. If you have a headache,
well, there's something
it's a
else.
Sign of something.
Well, that's what I've always said to Bree. I'm like, I'd prefer to... I'm like, oh, me fucking headache. She's like, just take some Panadol or STFU.
What's STFU?
Shut the fuck up. But no, I'm like, I'll just have a bunch of water.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny that, like, it's funny how these things, like coffee, I never used to drink. Yeah. I don't think I should do three. I probably
don't think you should do three.
I think I've had three only maybe less than half a dozen times in my life. Do you think I'm different today? Am I annoying the fuck out
weird.
Of you? Is
you're
it okay?
Super weird.
Is it noticeable?
I
feel a bit clammy.
I think if you listen to yesterday's podcast and then today's podcast, you're going off in a million directions.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure that we're going to get some feedback from program director on Twitter.
Potentially. So mediums, no, I think that they, maybe they serve a purpose. If they are making people feel better, maybe that's okay.
I've interviewed a few when I've been on radio, and I've had like a reading on air, and I had a reading when I was in London in this market. I think it was like Borough Market or something. It was just this curtain, and I went behind it with this dude
thinking
and I sat down.
Show and
no.
Walked out with
and he said to me, "You have a dirty aura." I said, just, man, I've got a dirty hangover. I was so hard.
You've got a dirty aura.
He said, you've got a dirty aura.
When was this?
He literally told me to go home and have a bath.
How long were you traveling for?
Mate, I was in London staying in a house. It's like, I wasn't a dirty backpacker. I just had a serious hangover. It was my birthday the day before.
Isn't it funny that if it was like an old Chinese man or someone a bit foreign, you'd probably, I'd be more willing to accept it. But there's some sort of thing where it's like, oh, it's Sharon from Shepparton, who I probably grew up with, where I'm like, don't know if I believe Shaz, but if it's, I can't think of a foreign
name. I actually
think
there was a name, Sharon, the woman that came to Shepparton when I was there.
Really? Yeah.
So there's, you'll find there's like psychic mediums doing tours, like regional tours.
Did I do something psychic just then, pulling out Sharon?
Pulling out Sharon.
I could have picked any name anyway.
It's very easy to joke about this stuff too. Like, I find myself, I just wanted to get into that gag fest with you just then.
Yeah. And you didn't engage.
And I didn't. And
you're in a bit of a mood too.
My favourite one is always referring to that they should have seen that coming. When you're talking around, like, you knew that first question was coming.
Do you know, it's funny, you're picking on me about my personality trait today. And I'm a bit weird.
What's your personality trait?
Well, I'm just a bit of an oddball. I feel like some people bring it out in me too. I think that, like, if there's someone who's like a real straight, sort of a bit bland or a bit serious, I naturally go into this antagonistic mode of sort of going super wacky and outrageous.
Yeah. Are you, like, what is it, a mechanism of
covering up? Oh, no, I think it's just pushing back on. It's almost trying to break a wall.
You don't want to give your opinion on what you think? Like, you're a full skeptic, right? Because that's the vibe.
About this stuff.
Because if you were to dissect our conversation, I'm probably, it's not that I totally believe it's true, but I'm much more open to understanding what they're experiencing, they're thinking about.
And this is the thing, is, you know, and maybe you're expecting a different vibe from me, given I'm so open about shit. But I think that what it is that you're mixing entertainment, which is, he's got a TLC show and it's John Edwards and all this sort of thing with, I think it's the framing around it, right? Like, I don't like, it's just like the Bondi vet might be one of the best vets in the world. It's like fucking Dr. Oz. Like, Dr. Oz, he's high enough that I can troll him and that's okay. He seems a bit snaky. Do you think he's a bit snaky? He was. I think the reason I think that is because, you know, how I bought all those pills online.
Yeah.
That ended up being a bit of a scam. Yeah. Part of the thing that got me across the line was he did a big expose on Garcinia Cambogia, the drug that was going to make me get all skinny.
Oh, so he was the one that informed you that it was
dumb. He was the one being like, this, you know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the secret drug from Indonesia that is going to change your
So he was for it or against it?
He was for it.
Okay, so, and then what? It was bogus.
Well,
he got paid?
Well, there's still a lot of fat fucks out there, so my guess is that the drug, like this miracle fucking drug, doesn't exist, right? Because just imagine, what would you do? What would your eating? I used to obsess with this as a kid. I used to dream of the day where there was a pill that you could take where McDonald's and shit like that was all good for you and it was all fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you think your diet would be if you could take that?
No, I would get sick of it. There's nothing better than eating well and the way you feel. And I haven't worked out how to stick to it. But fuck, man, when I'm in like training mode, eating well.
What's healthy to you? What's a meal? Oh,
four meals a day, exercise, lots of water. It's like,
water's good.
The quintessential healthy diet, if you were to look at it. Like salads, veggies, greens,
you're very
protein.
Like, you've come from that PT background.
No,
you're
but it's actually just health, dude. It's like, there's fucking no rocket science to it. Eat lots of green vegetables.
I was thinking that
it's like, that's it. I hate talking about food and health on this podcast.
Because you get upset.
No, because it's so unique to the individual about what it is. So you can never have a conversation. Like, it's talking exercise programs. Yeah. You can't talk about an exercise program for one person and have it be the same for the next. Doesn't work. I want to go. I'm going to pull you away.
Okay, go on.
Back to the entertainment thing, right? Because you said your problem with it is when it goes onto a TV show and then it becomes entertainment.
Yeah.
Or it changes the vibe of it.
Yeah.
Doesn't that happen, like, anything, right? Anything. You have a psychologist like Jordan Peterson talking about X, and it's on a platform like YouTube
absolutely.
On video medium.
But the same thing happens with Eckhart Tolle or whatever.
So do you think it applies to that, right? Is it rip credibility from it in your mind?
Yeah, I think that I probably think that Dr. Phil isn't the best fucking psychologist or whatever he is in the world.
Yeah.
Because he's built a business off fucking like the entertainment of it, right? Mm. And I think that sometimes for these characters, they're entertainers first and then these professionals second, right? Mm. So your mate Charlie, while he's a psychic and doing all that sort of a medium, he's also in the game of like, what's going to provide the healer?
And he's not my mate. I mean, I don't think I've ever actually met him.
But he's got... He's in a situation where he's got cameras on him and he needs to entertain.
And I think entertain could be the wrong word, though, because it's like...
You think it's not more documenting?
Well, he's not being wacky. He's not going like... It's not boom-tish kind of stuff, right?
I mean, it's pretty
stuff,
fucking
right?
wacky. He's
no, but I don't think like wacky in terms of entertainment value. You think of a clown's entertaining.
No, but you like watching... There's so many different... Like you're thinking of slapstick versus entertainment. Like entertainment could be... Like we watch... horrendously sad movies as a form of entertainment, right? It like entertains us. It's not necessarily wacky or always getting a laugh.
So if the issue comes with it being a form of entertainment, and that could be the first thing before he's helping people.
Yeah.
It's like businesses, right? There is plenty of filmmakers that you can think of, Casey Neistat being one of them, one of the biggest YouTubers in the world. He's definitely not the best filmmaker, but
he's also in the fucking entertainment. Like it's a
this is not my point. You don't need to be the best.
100%.
But you can still help people. Like the speakers out there that are professional development speakers, they're definitely not the best at what they do or the most educated on it, but they make money from what they do because they do it at scale and they help a lot of people. So it's a hard thing because I think we go through this too where it's like we want to build our own businesses that require us to build your profile and your ability to connect with lots of people. But, you know, we're offering an exchange of a service or something. We create stuff for people that's can be judged whether it's the best or not. And then the money's attached to it too. And so there's all these elements. It's like, it's hard. And I think that these people, these, you know, mediums or healers, it's like, that is the hardest thing because they're the first to go, we can criticize them on, well, you're doing this for, you know, for an audience.
Yeah.
But then you're also bringing value. And are you bringing value? Because I think if the value that you're bringing is outweighing the first thing, then you can, it's okay, right?
What do you think people are trying to get out of a medium?
I think a medium and a healer are different, right? A medium is someone wanting to know information. They're restless and they're wanting answers to something that's internal that they can't work out. Or it's crossing over, in want of a better term, speaking with someone in the afterlife. And I think the person that wants that is unique to themselves because I don't want that. As much as I would love to, if that was true... That we can be spoken to by people who have passed away.
Mm-hmm.
If I knew 100%, maybe then, but maybe there is a part of me that thinks, I don't know, I'm not sold on that 100% for myself. Therefore, I don't want to speak to anyone who's passed away.
What's the closest you've been to religious in your life?
I grew up with my mum being Catholic, going to church, doing my first Holy Communion, and
you did that shit. Is that the one that you do at like when you're 11 years old or whatever?
Yeah,
I was so pissed off that I didn't. My cousins did that and they got cash.
And you wanted to do
it. And I was just like, what the fuck?
Mate, you should have wished you were
How
Jewish.
How much cash did you get?
You should have wished you were Jewish. Went to your bar mitzvah, you would have got a shitload more.
I want to do my bar mitzvah. I want to fucking celebrate Chinese New Year. I want the red envelope with the cash in it.
For me, I grew up, you know, praying and thinking about that stuff. Like at moments where I would, you know, with my mum pray. And so...
Is your mum still religious?
Yeah, but not going to church every Sunday, you know, nothing like that now.
Yeah.
But I think there is like God is something to her that is maybe not what the Bible's saying, but she's more of a spiritual yogi sense of the word God and a higher being or whatever. But I think it's like, for me, it's like there is some closeness of that still within me because I grew up with it.
Yeah, I think that that's interesting. I do like that there's certain things about religion that I do like the idea of.
The cash. No, but on a serious note.
I think maybe it's definitely the community.
Mm.
Like there is something cool about the connections and being able to just have a reason to catch up with people. Mm. That's fucking cool.
Well,
and also maybe even like I've got a few mates who are Baha'i. Like, that's their faith. And my mate Nasan, he's got like, he's fucking the, he runs a Baha'i blog, which is like, you know, fucking Baha'is read it and shit. And it's all about.
You don't have to answer it, but do you know the overview of Baha'i faith? Okay.
So here we go. I'm going to try and give it a crack. If you're Baha'i and listening, feel free to write in at hi@thedailytalkshow.com. But, essentially, they believe, and I know nothing about religion, so let's preface it with that.
Yeah.
But you know how you got like prophets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Muhammad was a prophet.
Jesus was a prophet?
I don't know. Go on. I'll let you just go. All right,
fuck. So actually, maybe Jesus wasn't a prophet. No, he fucking was. Anyway, you know all the prophets? You got all the prophets. Muhammad, fucking one of them. They all came in different times in history, and what Baha'is believe is that all of those prophets were actually fucking like legit. They were onto shit, right? They were all saying the same thing, but they were saying it within the context of the time that they came around, right? And then they've got their own prophet Baha'u'llah, who's like 200 years ago. I think it was 200 years ago. He was basically like, hey, dudes, I'm the latest prophet. All these other dudes are also prophets and they're like legit and stuff, but I'm just the latest one. And so, and then apparently in like 1,000 years time, there's going to be a new prophet. So, but what do Baha'is believe in? They believe in like world citizenship, like we are one, like human beings are one. So not thinking about geographical borders. It all seems fucking real positive, right? It's one of those things where it's, very, very hard to fault. It's like, yeah, it makes all a heap of sense. Mm. But I just think for me, I'm like, I can just believe all of those things, but then just not have to do the old school stuff, like do the bits where it's like getting in the nitty gritty of how the story actually happened, because that seems like it's the subjective bit.
Mm. I was in a cab in Sydney and the guy that was driving the cab was Muslim, and he I don't know how we're talking, but he told me the story, and in short, the story had a great point to it, and he was referring to Muhammad when he was in a...
Okay, say Muhammad.
Yeah.
Did you do that on purpose?
It just rolled off. It just came out then. Yeah. Muhammad. And he was saying that Muhammad was in a village and something happened. I don't know what it is. I'm butchering that.
Fuck, we should have a show called Religious Tellings, and we get our mates to tell us the religious stuff, and then we wait a year and then we butcher tell the story.
No. Something happened and everyone turned against Muhammad in the village, and Muhammad came out of his house one day, and there's this woman who was struggling with a whole bunch of these bags, and he went over and helped, and the woman was basically saying, oh, you know, have you heard of this guy? You know, look out for him, he's bad or whatever. And then the woman at the end of it said, oh, thank you so much for helping me. What's your name? And he said, I'm Muhammad.
Okay.
And the essence of the story, the guy, what he said to me is like, don't judge, you know, people before you meet them, which is what you've been doing about all these psychics today. What I took from that, and I'm not looking deep into...
You realize that you just described the plot of Love Actually. That's all he's done.
And without looking into any of the other stuff, it's like, this guy told me a good story that had a meaning behind it that was true.
Yeah. Feel bad. You've made me feel bad about judging people, because you know how like we have these, and maybe this is what the coffee's done. You know how you talk about when you have beer and your impulses fucking go off and you just become a bit sort of, It's like the same with it was Mum's birthday yesterday, and I like to troll her and heckle her a little bit. And she gets a bit fucking annoyed about it. And I just think that it's like, naturally, when you're around people or certain situations, you get a bit sort of fucking like loose. Now I feel a bit bad that I was like being too judgmental.
Nah, nah,
do you think I have?
Well,
because you were going in with it. You wanted me to be in the same space that I was in.
If you're honest.
But the thing is, this is the fucked up thing, TJ. It's like, it's not like sometimes we don't have these like solid opinions and we're literally just reacting. It's like how you got upset after when I asked you if you're a feminist and you went through a big roundabout way and all that sort of thing. And then afterwards you're like, fuck, I've positioned myself in a certain way that I'm not necessarily happy with. And I sort of reacted, blah, blah, blah. And it's that same thing, right? It's like, and I think that for people who do this for a living, like imagine being an AM. We've even spoken about it on the show too. You have fucking people, it seems like we mention radio every single ep, but you have people in radio who don't have opinions on stuff, who end up fucking talking about these issues because it's the issue of the day. And they're elevated as someone that we should be listening to when they don't really care. And
I think the polarizing people in this world are the ones that have a real opinion on something.
Because I don't. I want to be clear with the psychic shit. I put it in the... Like, if it helps, fucking do it. And this isn't me fence-sitting or anything like that.
But I think it's... You do. I haven't felt like I do about it until I...
Well, you've built some empathy. You've had a fucking
someone
client.
Who does it, who was a friend, and I am fascinated, and all the things you feel, and I kind of start to, and it's not that I go, is it real or is it fake? It's like, that's not where I stand. I stand with, it's like, she gave me an explanation that rang true with me, and I understood when she said, people don't listen to this inside of them, and there's more people than you think that can connect with and things like the energy, like what Charlie does. And I was like, that is probably true. Yeah, for some reason that rang more true to me. And like, it's an opinion. It's not even an opinion. I wouldn't even class it as like, I've now formed an opinion. I've just got a bit more context around what these people are about.
And it's probably also not too dissimilar to like marketing in general, right? Like there's heaps of things that all of these things that are sold to us that are meant to help us. Where it's like, for whatever reason, this supernatural stuff has polarizes because within our culture, we don't necessarily believe in all that sort of thing.
You know what's hard, and it's if you were to be a professional development speaker, I don't know if that's the word, Craig Harper.
Personal development, sorry.
And I've said to Craig, my mate who does over 100 gigs a year, talking about high performance and how to get your shit together. And I've said, do you ever feel like you are saying the same thing and people are going to call you out on that? Because that would be my biggest apprehension.
Feels like all of these
episodes
feel the same in some weird way as well. It's like, are we just talking about the same shit over and over?
Maybe. But fuck, when you do an episode a day for every day, there are things that lap. But life is the same. And so I guess in a roundabout way, these people who are all giving advice, Tony Robbins, fucking Jordan Peterson, Craig Harper, you when you
get on
share
me, Ben
your
Reagan.
Wisdom, we're all essentially saying the same fucking thing. But the who's resonating with who, that's what it comes down to. Because I go in and out of being into some people.
And also, and like, our opinions change. Think about the things that you thought 5 years ago versus now.
Yeah.
It's a very odd, but then it'd be fucking paralyzing not to act. Like, if you... When do you start talking about how you feel or... Yeah, it's interesting. I just think there are a lot of fucking idiots who are trying to be coaches, who are trying to make some quick coin, who aren't bringing value.
But maybe they think they are, and maybe they are to a few. And I'm just giving that devil's advocate look at it. The other side is like, maybe they totally are thinking that they are bringing
value. Did
you
ever get into Ponzi schemes or any shit like that when you were younger? Any fucking like Herbalife or...
Mate, maybe it's the personality that I have, but I've had a lot of people come at me to get me on board with that stuff.
Yeah.
Here's a DVD. You know, we sell gels. I had someone...
like, even you've got a mate that selling water. Did he end up doing
which
that?
Which one's that? Oh, yeah. No. He wasn't a part of that. I think the product... So there's like legit companies that sell purifiers that basically make your water alkaline.
Alkaline, like this whole alkaline thing. Like,
and the system that he had, my friend that was speaking with these people, he bought one and he still uses it every single day.
Yeah.
But there's a difference between launching in being the guy that constantly sells those. It's actually really hard.
Yeah.
But I've had people wanting to catch up with me. Hey, love to catch up.
Got an opportunity, mate.
Yeah, got an opportunity.
Mate, they're always opportunities, aren't they? But it's fucked. Yeah, I don't know where I stand with it. I think that it's probably... you can look and say, oh, these... like, it seems to skew to vulnerable people because... Mm. And there's a great Herbalife doco. I forgot what is it called? Oh, Betting on Zero.
Betting on Zero. That is unbelievable.
Yeah, that's really good. We should wrap it up because it's already been too long. Feedback... on this one, like a bit of self-reflection time. Yeah,
one coffee max for Josh.
I started off too high. Was it hyperactive? How do you describe it? Because that's the thing. Maybe I think I might get disconnected with how I'm being. And I feel like a little bit like a kid right now where I'm like, I'm sad. I actually feel sad that you're disappointed.
Don't be sad. You know, and you said, let's not talk about radio every time. But the thing about this podcast, it's not fucking radio.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I can tell you how I fucking feel that you're being in a moment, which you would never do in a 3-minute talk break on radio.
Yeah.
So it's not fucking radio.
Yeah.
And you're to ride the wave, you're a dickhead that dropped in on me at the start and I was fucking pissed off for a while and then you kind of pulled it back.
Okay, great.
And you fucking gnarled out a bit. We caught a wave together at the end. That's a summary of the episode.
I'm fucking cool with surfing analogies. Like, I'm pretty sick on that. So, great, everyone.
I think this is a more normal conversation than you may think in terms of mates talking about shit that they're not super excited about.
Or even, we even catch ourselves, think about it, when was the last time that you were having a conversation and you were talking about someone negatively? And then afterwards you think about it and you're like, I actually don't feel that good. I actually didn't care about that person enough to put in the amount of negative energy that I did. And then it's that self-reflection of, oh, maybe I was projecting. Or I think that for me... if I was to deconstruct how I think about things, I get annoyed at myself because I was always like, it's the that voice in my head which Josh just stopped showing off. My mum used to always say that, Josh, stop showing off. And she knew that would fucking sting because I'd be like, should say it in front of people. And when you're showing off, the one thing that you don't want happen is to be called out on it, because there's something a bit fucking like, there's something really gross about show. If you're a show-off,
yeah,
you're doing everything externally, and the problem with doing everything externally is that when someone calls you out on it, it's painful.
Yeah, it does sting.
I think, you know what? I'll walk away actually feeling okay with this podcast, and it's only because that I've had the opportunity to preface it and think. And if it was short, if we did 30 minutes, I'd have been really fucking pissed off because I would have been like...
How would you feel about having Charlie on this podcast?
Yeah, I think that's great. I think that it's...
would your approach be to a conversation?
And this is the whole thing, that maybe we should be having some sort of filters around... We talk about... because, you know, like, fuck, you'll see a story... You'll hear someone's backstory and you'll straight away have empathy for it. And then you're like, fuck, I hope I've never said something that could have been skewed the wrong way, that was negative towards them or made them feel. So to answer your question, I would like, of course you would be, and maybe this is the filter that the show should be on. We should be talking as if that person would be listening or in the room.
Well, no, I don't think so, because I think what you have said is nothing these people haven't experienced at scale. and you weren't.
But I fucking hate trolls too, so I think it's that self-loathing.
I don't think you've trolled. Only you've trolled everyone except John Edwards and Doctor.
The thing is, I don't even have that, and this is the funny thing. I don't fucking care that much. I actually don't. Like, maybe he's legit, and it. I feel a bit like web guy Josh bringing down Lindsay Lohan. But I.
Mate, you're just feeling vulnerable.
I think that. What would I say? Look, no, what would I ask him? Like, I'd be open. It's the same way that I approach. Like, I'm not an antagonist to religion in the sense of, like, you know, there's some people who will go at someone who's a Christian or something like that, or being like, oh, the Catholic Church did this. How do you feel about? Like, I really don't play in that game. I'm like, I'm just fucking interested. I remember, like, the one time that, like, I called out a friend on this religion thing. I'm like, oh, well, what about, I read that this, and then what do you think on that? And it's just like, I walked away from it being like, oh, like, their mind didn't change. And even, I don't even really necessarily strongly believe what I was saying.
Yeah. When there's two passionate people having an argument, you're very unlikely to have an outcome that's one convincing the other.
Yeah.
It's just butting heads.
Well, that was.
But I think I'd love to have Charlie on to have, like, I don't know, just an interesting world, because these people are experiencing stuff, an existence that we aren't.
Yeah.
Because, you know, everyone's experience is different within this world.
Mm-hmm.
Even when they're doing this exact same thing at the exact same play, they're experiencing it in a different way.
Exactly. And I think that that's also the what I pull myself up on is, I'm like, this fucking guy, who do I think that I am to be like that? My little dumb fucking podcast or videos or anything that we do is in, like, he's probably actually impact, like, well, he would be impacting a lot more people than what he is.
All right, I'll try to make it happen. All right, Charlie. Great. I'll have to pull in some favors from my big bro.
Oh, because he know. Do you?
Well, they went to high school together.
Okay, great.
You saw never him said a couple that. Of weeks ago.
All right, great.
So, well, I'll have to. I think there's some stuff he like with the TV show.
Uh-huh.
Like, they're pretty tight-lipped. Like, imagine all the people trying to come at him to have pretty triggering conversations.
Yeah.
Which are what you do in the 3 minute, you know, we got you for 3 minutes. Is what you're doing bullshit?
Yeah.
Like, you could imagine those. So I think I just want to listen.
Yeah, I'm definitely curious. I mean, I'm not someone who goes down the rabbit holes of conspiracy theories, right? Like, I was reading an article about chemtrails. You know, chemtrails? It's exhausting.
It is.
I much prefer to think that we're in a simulation.
Yeah.
And any time I'm a fuckhead, I wasn't in control. And it was Elon Musk. thanks for listening, everyone. Remember, you can send us emails. hi@thedailytalkshow.com.
And we got one.
Yeah, I need to write, but I'm writing back straight after this.
Yeah, M.
M, thank you for your...
It was really lovely. Really touching. Appreciate it.
Email. Business proposals can also be sent there as well. Shout out Corey.
And Josh will be on less than one coffee
can
or
you
less.
See how much I'm sweating? This is the problem with having... this is the problem with having... Watching the stats and seeing how many people are listening now, I'm just imploding from the pressure.
Maybe that's why. We have had a spike in listeners since we talked about it.
I think I'm caring too much. I've all of us... You know what? Actually, very quickly, this has been some feedback that I've received from friends, which is like, man, you are so... like, I love hanging out with you one-on-one, and then you get in a room of 10 people and you become a fuckwit.
Interesting. No wonder you've been weird today.
But do you think that's
brutal feedback? Well, I've thought about
it. I mean, they haven't said that recently, but it makes me realize that I think that I'm in this entertainment mode or whatever, and I'm thinking about what everyone else is thinking and not enough about what I'm actually thinking or saying.
It's a good skill to be able to just be with your own thoughts and talk about your own thoughts without bringing all that in. You struggle with it. Maybe I fucking do too much of it.
Well, I mean, you're wired a certain way, you know, we can't all be wired like Tommy Jackets.
Fuck off, mate.
Thanks,
yesterday's
everyone.
Episode, if you have no idea of what he's talking about.
And P.O. Box 400, Abbotsford, Victoria, 30067. I'm checking that P.O. Box every day. I'm also waiting for a $150 FPOS voucher from Sony as a cashback thing for my camera.
No one cares.
Thanks,
we'll
everyone.
We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. How about that storm, by the way?
Fuck off.